So, Chief, Ben and I think that Sam was murdered by another student at our school.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Because Sam would never commit suicide. It just doesn't make sense.
Suicide never makes sense, kids, so always remember to live.
That's how I imagined the conversation in my head. But murder did seem logical for the most part. That would explain why it happened right at the end of the year, so the senior that did it could get away with it easier. After this year, all of the seniors are going to go their separate ways. They say that after senior year, you only talk to about 2 or 3 people that you graduate with for the rest of your life. That seemed hard to believe, especially now that there is Facebook, but whatever. I'll just believe the statistic for now in hopes to prove it wrong eventually. So now, I narrowed it down to the seniors, and it wasn't me or Ben. So now, the police would have 83 people to interview. They're not going to like me for this proposition. Driving past the bowling alley, I thought again about how Alyssa and I met there. Sam was just calling a little get-together. Or wait, no, that's not what happened. They were having what they called a public anniversary since they had been dating a year. Yeah, a tiny celebration is what it was. Or was supposed to be. They liked each other all through freshman year, dated all sophomore year, and then celebrated at the beginning of junior year at the bowling alley. Sam said something about being on too many standard dates with Emily, so he wanted to change things up. Plus, I remember him saying as we drove to the bowling alley that night in his beat-up Mustang convertible, and the memory came to life as I drove to the police station. We need to get you a girl, Jack. Me? Why do I need a girlfriend so bad? You're sounding like my mom, I said. And I started talking in a really annoying way just for comedic effect. Jack, honey, you need to get out more often. Jack, the only time you leave the house is to hang out with Sam or take the trash out for me. Yeah, that's you right now. Sam started laughing his signature laugh that he only seemed to do around me. It seemed like if he laughed around other people, he was just trying to be nice, or they just couldn't crack him up like I could. He pulled into the small parking strip in front of the bowling alley, and I started laughing. He looked at me and said, "What?" "You parked in a handicapped spot," I shouted, pointing at the sign. "What are you, retarded or something?" "Hey, don't joke about that," Sam said as we started backing out of the spot. "The only way we'll be parking there again is if you're driving after I poke one of your eyes out for saying that."